Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 7:40 on this Tuesday morning. Next week, the United Way of St. Clair County is having their annual meeting and campaign celebration. The executive director of the United Way with us right now, Sharon Wilton. Sharon, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Busy time at the United Way, isn't it?
It sure is. We're going through a lot of change, a lot of positive change and putting us in a new direction.
Let's just quickly remind people, because we talked about this a few weeks ago when it was announced, but what are some of those changes?
So we're going to have a singular focus of helping folks with emergency needs, which could look different for everyone. It could be utility assistance, eviction prevention, maybe I need gas money to get to my new job. We're there to give a lift up and help people build a sustainable life.
Well, that's good. And you're going to be doing it from a new location, too.
We are. Our building is for sale on Military. We'll be moving out to the building shared by Blue Water Community Action, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, that's exciting indeed. What goes on at the annual meeting and campaign celebration next week?
So we'll be talking mostly about how the campaign played out for last year, and we really changed the focus to look at more of an impact. How many people did we help? How many dollars were spent helping with utility assistance or eviction prevention? And, you know, of course, celebrating our amazing volunteers and our sponsors, SEMCO Energy and the Community Foundation of St. Clair County and Stiefel Port Huron have sponsored this event. We do not use donor dollars for our events.
There certainly is a lot of need in this community. What are you finding is most needed right now? What kind of resources are people seeking?
So we do a lot of case management in the office, and that is helping someone maneuver through a crisis, and that could mean a number of things. It could mean they need mental health services or physical health services or some dollars to prevent their electricity from being shut off. But we are able to provide them lots of resources to get to the places that they need, and then we are providing some funding if there's a gap.
Because certainly those resources exist, it's often hard for people to find the right resource at the right time for the right circumstance, isn't it?
That is true. When someone's in crisis, they really don't know where to start.
Yeah.
We had a family that we helped a few weeks ago that lost their home to a fire and literally didn't know where to begin. And in the office, we were able to help direct them to get some food donations and some clothing and things like that. And if you're not familiar with where those places are, since a crisis doesn't happen every day, it is difficult.
Yeah. Moving forward, United Way is still going to be a fundraising agency, right? You're still going to participate in fundraisers. What's that going to look like?
So we're hoping to move to a year-round model where we'll be doing some events, our normal events like St. Patrick's Day and our kickoff season. We'll still be doing some campaign, and there will be a campaign window. So those familiar voices will be calling our special gift donors during that campaign season. We obviously will still need to raise lots of money to continue to help, but also we've engaged with some community partners that will be able to help us in this endeavor as well.
All right. So good things moving forward, sounds like.
Absolutely.
If people want to come to the annual meeting and campaign celebration, they don't have to currently be involved with the United Way or anything. It's open to anybody, isn't it?
That is correct. You can sign up by going to our website, which is www.uwstclair.org. You can show up that evening as well. We will take payment at the door. It's $20 for dinner. Mad Hatter Entertainment will be there to help us get through the evening, and it's going to be a great dinner, and we're going to talk about all the changes.
At Solitude Links next what day was it?
It's Wednesday the 27th. Yep.
Wednesday the 27th at Solitude Links. Should be a great evening. Sharon, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Sharon Wilton, the executive director of the United Way of St. Clair County. Let's check weather real quick now.